I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Poverty Point's inclusion as a World Heritage Site was capped in a plaque unveiling ceremony Saturday. U.S. National Park Service Director Jonathan Jarvis says the designation changes everything as the site is elevated to the highest status internationally. Jarvis says Poverty Point is now, and the world will come to see, the site. Poverty Point remains under Louisiana control as a state historical site. It's the first place in Louisiana and only the 22nd in the U.S. to earn World Heritage Site status. There are 1,001 World Heritage Sites around the globe. Bobby Jindal prepared for his 2008 inauguration as governor. State government workers numbered about 93,500. Today, that workforce hovers at 62,000 employees, fewer than it's been in more than two decades. Spending on payroll has decreased by about $1 billion annually. At the Louisiana State Employees Retirement System, retirees now exceed the number of active employee members, another consequence of the downsizing. As planning begins for the next budget year, Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols says that there are no plans for any new major reductions. The shrinking of the state government workforce by a third stems largely from Jindal's privatization of many government functions and facilities, most notably in the healthcare arena. The Louisiana Attorney General's Consumer Protection Section is investigating reports of scammers targeting Entergy residential customers and small business owners. Amanda Larkins with the AG's office says a con artist claiming to be with Entergy calls a customer's home or business, and the victim is told that they need to make an immediate payment because they're behind on their bill.
The customer is then directed to transfer funds electronically using a third-party online payment method.
Larkin says this scam has been around for a while, targeting elderly and other residential consumers, but now these scammers are moving on to the small business owners with larger utility expenses.
The Attorney General's Consumer Protection Section has received about a dozen reports of this scam within the last year.
Entergy will place courtesy calls to customers at risk of disconnection, but they'll never demand immediate payment. Larkin says if someone contacts a consumer claiming to be from a utility company and uses high-pressure tactics to force immediate payment, the best thing to do is just hang up. The University of Louisiana Monroe hosts the Louisiana State University Rural Life Museum's Sharing the Sweet Life, 100 years at the Chatsworth Sugar Plantation, East Baton Rouge Parish, through October 31st in ULM Special Collections. That's located on the fifth floor of the ULM Library. The exhibit is free and open to the public. In reflection of Louisiana's Archaeology Month, this traveling exhibit features artifacts, visual displays, and a short media presentation about Southern plantations' life over 100 years ago. The Chatsworth Plantation existed as a major sugar producer from the 1830s through the 1920s, before the big house was demolished for construction of the present-day levee in 1930. It's open from 7:30 to 5 Monday through Thursday and 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Friday. The KEDM weather forecast, cloudy skies, a good chance of rain today, the high in the low 80s. This is KEDM News.